Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Start up, start up. Start up, Brooklyn boys. Start up, Brooklyn boys. Start up, start up, start up. They making noise. Start up. Start up, start up, start up, start up, start up.
Episode 274. It's the Brooklyn Boys Podcast. Hi.
Hello.
Yeah. Man, we should have some extra listeners. I think we're going to have first-time listeners listening to this episode there, David Brody.
Why is that, Skeery Jones?
Because we were clearly promoted front and center on Elvis Duran Morning Show this morning, the nationally syndicated program. You might have heard of it before, across 80 radio stations in America. Yeah, we.
What happened?
Well, basically, you were asleep. We tried to, you know, we were going to try and get you on the phone, but Elvis was so enamored by one of the episodes he caught of our podcast, the one specifically talking about you and your dollar six.
Oh, glad I could help.
Yeah. So we basically talked about it on the show this morning. He just surprised me with it. He goes, "Hey, Skeery. So I heard the Brooklyn Boys, one of these episodes of the Brooklyn Boys podcast, you guys were talking about, what is this dollar six?" And I pretty much told him the story of, and in case you're a first time listener and you're wondering what's going on, basically, in a nutshell, Brody went to lunch or dinner, brought a friend to a meal on gift cards.
Hold on, if I could interrupt for a second.
Yeah.
You're saying this first time listeners, based on the fact they heard the morning show this morning.
Right.
Then they already heard this story.
They did. But no, right. I'm talking about first-time listeners that just kind of captured us from somewhere else.
Well, then they could go back and listen to episode 272.
Is that the episode, or was it that you were a cheapskate?
Yeah, it was 271 or 272.
Yes. I think it was might have been 271.
Well, could have been 271.
All right.
Well, I don't think I'm just saying the story. Just a recap. You told my story.
Yes.
On the air today
of the gift cards.
Right.
And that
I hope you did it justice. I took my cousin to lunch.
Yeah. You know, but the. The moral of the story is everyone in the room thought you were wrong as well.
Oh, what a surprise.
Yeah, but you weren't there to defend yourself, and I felt bad. See, that's where that's what I was getting at. And I wasn't going to come to your rescue.
Right. Well, maybe you guys should have told me you were going to do that and then tell me like, "Hey, Monday morning, get up early." This way I could have defended myself.
Well, you know, things are very spontaneous on the Elvis Duran Morning Show. Things just happen.
No, I get that. I just feel like until you hear my side of the story,
right,
the way you tell the story, is your opinionated?
No,
story.
I gave the facts.
You
gift cards.
Facts, how many times did you say, "Can you believe?" And then, "Oh my God, he did!" And then, "You're not going to believe this," but
no, mm-hmm. I think I did the story justice. The facts were the facts. You laid out a gift. You laid out some gift cards to pay for the meal, and then you wanted to tip the waitress. So you said, "Hey, let's put it."
Charge
me a penny. Charge me a penny.
Right.
She charged you $1.06.
In the room. Right. So everyone in the room is going to give me $1.06 now because it's no big deal.
No, but you know.
And what about the callers and the text messages?
A lot of the people sided not with you. I mean, I don't even know how to put it nicely. I don't know.
I wasn't there to explain myself because I can explain it as I did on episode 271 of the Brooklyn.
All right,
podcast.
So then go back and listen to that and listen to Bertie's explanation. But anyway,
I can't.
Welcome new listeners.
You guys had a party at my funeral on the air today.
Is that what it was?
Dancing on your grave,
Bertie?
That's what it sounds like. Yeah. Hey, guess what? My stupid co-host did.
It wasn't like that.
And you didn't defend me, so obviously you were like, "Yeah, I." Yeah, did you tell them that most of our listeners, at least more than half of our listeners, took my side?
That is not true. That's false.
Absolutely true.
That is not true.
98% agreed with me. I went back and did the math.
You
I checked it all out.
Delusional. It was 98% in the other direction.
Not all the people that agree with me called. That's the problem.
Is that what it messages. Is? Okay, yeah. I understand. They didn't leave talkbacks. All right. Well, whatever. Anyway, we move on. So welcome. So, you know, if that's the case, then we should really offers our new listeners some things, right? Something new.
Yeah. Well, we just do the show we always do. We've given them 274 episodes, if you include episode zero. So there's plenty for them to listen to. But welcome aboard. Thanks for finding us. And I hope if you are, in fact, a new listener although I have to tell you, based on the conversation it sounds like you guys had this morning, I'm not sure why anyone would tune into this podcast that's what I've turned into since I left the show.
They want to hear more of that.
I would hope they would. I think it's funny, regardless of what side you take.
Brody.
I don't care if you disagree with me or agree with me, as long as you get enjoyment out of it. That's what we're here for.
Yeah. Hey, what are you getting dressed up as for Halloween?
Someone who doesn't care.
Really? Because you used to actually put a lot of effort into your costumes. I remember some of those great costumes.
No, Spirit Halloween sponsored the morning show. They gave us free costumes, and you and I dressed up every year. And then you went and you did a second costume because you like Halloween more than I do. Then you would do your extravagant costume with Robin,
right?
Where you were Raggedy Ann or the Rick and Morty or whatever. Yeah. You always go over the top.
This year, I'm not feeling it. I gotta say, I'm really upset.
Why? Because it's a Tuesday.
I ordered a wacky waving inflatable arm flailing tube man, which just arrived, and I just tore it open
five minutes
before this podcast. Yeah. And I got to tell you,
realize you're not 8 feet tall.
No, yeah, but it's a onesie. Let's face it, onesies are not costumes. Yeah, I said it. I'm sorry, but they've got so many costumes out there now that all you got to do is just put your feet in
parachute material.
It's made of pajama material. It sucks.
Oh, that's not good. No,
yeah. You know,
I'm not saying it's
and
the
it's
best
a zip
costume.
Up. You zip it all the way down. It's a body length costume.
That's not. That's any kid can put that on and go to sleep in it.
That's what I'm saying. I'm embarrassed to show up to any party this weekend.
Well, you should be either way, but
wearing the wacky waving inflatable arm.
Let me tell you something. The best costume, and I'm not saying the best costume in terms of sometimes you see a costume like, oh my God, that guy looks just like the Mandalorian. I'm talking about that got a funny reaction from me. And I'm not saying it's the greatest costume, but it was the video she filmed. And because she's short, the costume that Gandhi wore a year or two ago, maybe 2 years ago.
Yep.
Where it looked like she was being carried by an alien.
Yes.
And her short little legs were hanging out, but it was obviously her arms, not her legs. But it looked like the alien. The way it was constructed, her feet were the feet of the alien.
Yes.
But her body looked right. That was the funniest thing I've ever seen in a Halloween costume. But not because anyone put it on, because she's short and she acted it out beautifully. And that to me is my favorite at the moment, fun Halloween costume.
Of all time.
But a wacky waving inflatable tube man guy costume that's pajama material.
Yeah.
Did you look at the material before you ordered it?
That's the thing. You can't really see it online. And
it doesn't say
I'm depressed.
Made of 100% polyester or cotton or.
Well, if you want to see me in it, I'll be doing an episode of the Speaking Volumes podcast with Cher, my co-host, yeah. and she loves Halloween. So she insists that our next episode be in costume as we do every year. So, you know, I'm just depressed because she's going to come out with some really sexy looking thing with her daughter, Portia, and they're probably going to match. And, you know, she's into it. She's got a kid. I'm just like, it's an afterthought, but I want a cool costume. And I want a costume that people can recognize. Remember that one year I dressed up as Frankenberry from the cereal?
Yeah.
People thought I was Pinky in the Brain.
Yeah, that was a fail.
That was a major fail.
Because you went for a 70s reference over a 90s reference or whatever year Pinky.
It was, yeah, and, you know, I'm from the 70s and you're a 90s bitch. I love it.
Right. That's correct.
So I'm just... So
speaking of wacky waving, if I may.
Yeah.
Do you remember when Jimmy Fallon was in studio with us, I don't know, 5 years ago, and we hit the wacky waving inflatable...
Arm flailing tube man, yep.
Yeah. And he was hit by it and he was swatting him and whatever. Anyway, I put up that video from my perspective in the studio on my Instagram account.
Yeah.
And some guy this week posted... Hey, I'm the official dealer of Wacky Waving Man. And if you want one or whatever, like it's a whole sales pitch that he put on my, like a whole paragraph. He must be going around looking for wacky waving videos. So maybe you could post a picture of you in the pajamas that you got. Did they have a little butt flap in the back so you could poop?
Like, they don't.
From the old South stereotypes.
Yeah. Oh, that was actually the trap door to get a spanking. They used to prop the kid over the lap and open up the trap door and spank your bare ass. I don't
believe that's what the trap door was from. You don't think a paddle on the ass with your pajamas on would still hurt? I think the trap door was the poop.
I think it was multifunctional.
Yeah.
Multipurpose.
I mean, it could get sexual as well. Not with kids. I'm saying if they're adults wearing them. That's why I asked if you.
Good save.
Well, I saw your face. It shouldn't have had to be a save. Of course, I'm not implying kids. I'm saying adults. You know, you'd always see like the jug of moonshine and the guy in that with the flap in the back.
The flap in the back.
Buttons and cartoons, right? Yeah. Anyway, you should post a picture of you in the shitty costume and see if the guy, the president of Wacky Waving, whoever he is, maybe gives you something for free. Because he obviously wants to do something with me. He's like,
Well, anyway, I don't know. That's my bright idea for a costume. And
you're calling it your bright idea? So you have a backup plan?
Don't.
Can you
I don't.
Take out your Frankenberry from a couple of years ago?
I don't. I'm going to take out my Frankenberry right now.
Oh, that's gross. That's a monster cereal I don't want to see.
Boomberry.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring? but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
That was gross.
That was disgusting.
How did something so innocent, childlike, and PG turn into something so racy? I don't know.
Well, I don't know. Now, if you had said, you know, your girlfriend was going as Yummy Mummy or something, right. All right, then.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Oh, who's calling me?
But, like, you're Fruit Brute. You'd be more Fruit Brute, I think. For those of you who remember all of the
Oh, forget it. We're not going to go over this list. So,
what if you did Frankenberry and you carried a box of the cereal? You think people would
that would have
oh,
been the better? That would have been a
it's
better.
It's Pinky in the Brain carrying a box of Frankenberry.
Yeah. Or I could have done Count Chocula. That's a recognizable one because people still.
Yeah, you'd have
eat
to get
that.
a brown Dracula costume.
Yeah, I'm sure it exists. Hey, what about a couple of years ago when I was Mr. Rogers? I thought that was an amazing costume.
That was pretty good, although you never took your sneakers off.
Yeah,
yeah, you kind of have to put your shoes.
I could recreate Mr. Rogers. I think.
Sure. Well, when you drive your white van, that'll be great.
It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling.
Hey, boys and girls.
Feeling.
Come see my white
deep
van.
Inside. And when you
Whoa, watch the deep inside stuff.
Ready to say, I think you I'll know, make a snappy new day. I think I made up the lyrics there. I think
it's a beautiful day in the neighborhood is the traditional.
Yeah.
Standard.
It's
Mr.
a beautiful
Rogers
day
song.
In the neighborhood. It's a beautiful day for a neighbor.
Would you be mine? Could you be mine?
Yeah,
would
but the secondary song was also fun. I don't know.
Yeah, it was fine. You know, but it's like you take the biggest hit of an artist and you go, how about that second?
Do you remember some of these songs from the like your childhood, like the Sesame Street?
No, I don't
Street?
Remember any of them. I just sang one of them.
No, other ones like Sesame Street.
Of course. Yes, of course.
Okay. Sunny day sweeping up. Clouds away.
Sweeping the clouds away. Not sweeping up clouds
sweeping
away.
The clouds away.
Sweeping the clouds away.
What's next?
Friendly neighbors.
No. Nope.
Where the
nope.
air.
On what? My way.
Way. Oh.
To where
the air is clean. Yeah, that's the second. That's the first verse, right?
See?
The second one is friendly neighbors something.
You're a little rusty there.
I'm a little rusty, but I remember the basically of the song. Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like some songs like that, and not just children's songs, but songs from our past, from all those years ago. How can we remember lyric for lyric? Like, for instance, like one of my favorites is Jump Around, right? I could probably recite that without any help from a karaoke machine.
I don't know. Every time Elvis used to ask you to do it, you did 70% and then prayed he'd hit the music and turn the mic off. you never did the whole song. You would always like step back from the mic and the words you didn't know. I'm calling bullshit on that. I watched you. You know a good part of it. You do. Yeah. But when the mic is in front of you and the spotlight is on, you get all clammy.
But I can't memorize rap lyrics from songs of today. I can't. For whatever reason, no. I just don't know. I just don't know them. I mean,
Because a lot of them don't have the hooks and the choruses. They're not as melodic. They're just sort of the same beat over the 4 minutes. And then there's, you know, I'm not insulting the music. It's just not designed. Pop music is designed to be catchy. That's the whole point of pop music. It's made to be remembered. It's made to be learned. When you hear a pop song by the third time, you're singing along, and then you hate it after a while. Right. But that's pop music. Whereas you take a song from Led Zeppelin or you know any rock band that's not on the radio like that does rock music, it's designed to be appreciated over a longer period of time. So you don't learn the words right away. It takes you longer to hear the instrumentation. It takes you longer to hear the structure of the song in your head. Pop music is like you know bop. And you're singing along.
But there are classic hip-hop songs like Bust a Move.
Yeah, because that's
Just a
pop
Friend.
Song that has some hip-
just a it's Friend. Different. You remember the words.
Yes, because it was verse, chorus, like a pop song.
Yeah, they don't all fall that way now.
Drake doesn't go, hey, fat boy, let's bust a move.
No,
he mumbles for 3 minutes. He's catchy, but he's not like a pop song. You know?
I guess
like,
you're right.
Turn down for what? That nobody knows the rest of the words.
But there aren't
and
any
if you
other words.
If you're the one person who does, I apologize. But I was like, well, I was about turn down for what? You
buy me now another round of shots. Turn down for what? Something like that.
Right.
I don't know.
Right. But the right. It's not designed for that. It's just designed to be catchy and know the chorus.
Okay. So
you know how music works. You know why pop music's different than rock music.
You still didn't answer my question. What are you doing this weekend?
That was a long question ago. What am I doing this weekend?
Yeah, where are you going? You going to a party? Are you going to be that guy that shows up at a Halloween party?
No, and tomorrow.
Doesn't dress up?
No, I'm not going to a Halloween party tomorrow. I am going to watch my daughter cheer for her college football team. And
wow,
Sunday I'm probably going to watch the Jets-Giants game with my friends.
Your daughter's a cheerleader?
Yes, she is.
Didn't know that.
Well, I've posted, like, when we did a fundraiser, she needed people to buy popcorn. I just put up, you know, I promoted it.
Yeah, I don't follow you on Instagram. I don't know
you're talking. Yeah, I know you.
No. In all seriousness, I didn't realize your daughter's cheering.
We've talked about it. It's all right.
No, but, like, professionally?
Yeah, they pay her thousands of dollars in college to cheer for
professionally, meaning, like, She's actually on the team. She wears the uniform.
Professionally means pro means money. You get paid. Professionally means you get paid. No, she sits in the bleachers and goes, yay! And I go and watch her yell, yay.
Okay.
And I call that being a cheerleader.
Now that your daughter's on the squad.
She's been on the squad for this, a third year on the squad.
Right. But
she's one of the captains of the team.
Now that your daughter has taken this on,
mm-hmm.
do you change your stance from years ago about cheerleading?
No, because she's not doing it as a sport.
Well, cheerleading, well, the age-old argument is cheerleading a sport?
It's not age-old, but...
You used to clamor that it was not a sport.
No, I used to write jokes for people who would then clamor it wasn't a sport.
But is it a sport? How do you really feel? Is it a sport? After seeing your daughter,
I think competitive cheerleading is a competition. I think they're athletes, but it's not a sport because... Yeah, I don't want to get into this.
I think you should.
My daughter's not a competitive cheerleader. She's an athlete who cheers for a football team.
Right, but a lot of parents would say that that's a sport. Flips.
The cheerleader is not a sport. She's not being judged. She's not competing. She's just cheering for the football team. Very difficultly, I might add. All props to her. She's an incredible athlete.
Oh, I'm not saying there's anything that she's less of a person if it wasn't a sport.
Okay. Competitive cheer is not what she does. So it's irrelevant to bring her up in this conversation.
Okay.
Competitive cheer is like teams of 40 that do backflips and pyramids.
So that's a sport.
And acrobat. That is a competition. Like dance competitions.
Is dancing a sport?
It's irrelevant.
Okay, but it's not a sport, though. Or what makes up a sport? What makes... Google define sport.
I'm not looking to make enemies after the $1.06 last this morning.
It slices. If you haven't figured it out by now, I'm trying to lead Brody down a rabbit hole and corner him.
What Scary's trying to do is get all the new listeners to be Scary Brody rather than Brody Scary. That's what he's trying to do.
Brody, I'm sorry. There's audio out there of you clearly saying cheerleading is not a sport.
Go find it, because as most people know, I didn't talk on the radio. My job was to write funny lines for other people.
Okay, all right. You're taking this to heart, Brody.
No.
But I think there's a case to be made on either side of the argument. That's what makes it so interesting.
Definition of a sport. An activity involving physical exertion and skill in which an individual or team competes against another or others for entertainment.
Yeah.
Team sports such as baseball and soccer. Similar, competitive.
I feel like cheerleading fits in that bucket.
It does by that definition, yes.
But you're calling it a competition. Competitive cheerleading.
Because you're not scoring, you're being scored.
Huh. Oh, so you're not actively scoring. You're passively scoring.
No, I think that's why it seems different. Granted, when you do gymnastics, people consider gymnastics sports, as do I. So I guess if you consider competitive... cheerleading,
right.
Which, by the way, has changed from 20 years ago when we did that conversation on air. There's as much gymnastics almost in competitive cheerleading than as gymnastics. They're amazing athletes. So I think it's evolved into an actual sport since 20 years ago when we had that conversation in our Jersey City studios in 2004.
A lot of things have changed in those 20 years. Our opinions on everything, it seems. Well, by going by the original what you just said about it's a competition, sports, you actually score. So by that logic...
No, I said that's why it seems different.
It's okay, well, what about bowling then? Then that by that logic, bowling is a sport.
It is a sport. You're exerting to lift the ball and fling it. It's absolutely a sport.
Some people are saying that it's not a sport.
Who's saying that? You're not getting live text messages, so what are you saying? Who's saying that? Well, some people will say anything. Listen, there are people who say cornhole is not a sport, but there are people who say cornhole is a sport.
Is cornhole a sport? A professional sport? Or you, do you
Again,
think
it's
it
a competition, but if you have a league and you call it a sport, I don't know. You're tossing a beanbag into a hole. But is it any different than tossing a basketball
into
a hole?
It requires skill, like tossing a basketball into a hole.
But it doesn't exert as the definition. Let me read it again.
So it's the level of
exertion.
It's the level of physical exertion that what makes it.
Is dart throwing a sport?
Some would say it is.
Is beer chugging
pong
a sport?
But beer pong. Right? Is beer pong a sport? Because by the...
That's an activity.
Okay, then someone would say that darts are an activity, as is bowling and cheerleading.
Yeah, but bowling, you're flinging 15 pounds to 16 pounds. It's a sport. Again, okay. It depends if you do it. If you don't play darts, you're like darts. You're just throwing darts. But if you play darts competitively, then it's a competition and or maybe a sport in your mind.
Maybe a sport.
I'm not here to judge other people's sports. All I know is I play a lot more sports than you do. So that's all that really matters.
Broken Boys Podcast with Skiri and Brody.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
I think that going back to what we were talking about before the commercials, the better conversation is Skiri an athlete?
No, nor do I claim to be. I think that it's unanimous on that. I'm not an athlete. I'm a mathlete. I was a mathlete.
You're not great at math.
I was awesome at math. You kidding me?
Not anymore. You're not.
Nah, not anymore. I forgot all that shit. I mean,
right.
Once we got into quadratic equations and.
Okay. What?
A quadratic equation, an Adriatic equation.
What? Yeah.
Calculus. Once pre-calc and calc started, I was out. Couldn't do it. I couldn't do it anymore, Brody. Because to me, it was all nonsense.
You're not a parabola guy.
Parabola. You mean? How do you pronounce that word?
Parabolic, as you might say.
Yeah,
parabola. It's parabola.
Yeah. I mean, once you got past, I mean, even geometry, do you need that shit? Like, I don't know.
Yeah, what if you want to figure out the...
all the math you need to know.
The square footage of a room, or what if somebody suddenly throws a triangle at you, and you only know how long two sides are? You have to figure out the third side.
I'm just saying, I think all the math we need to learn in school is done in the first few years. I think once
you know, all squares are rectangles, but not all rectangles are squares.
That I know.
Right.
All squares are rectangles.
That's correct.
Yes, because it has four sides by definition. Mm-hmm. But all rectangles are not squares because, correct, they're not, two sides are
unequal. Four sides are even.
Correct. Yeah, okay, right. But even that, it's like, do we need that for life? No, we don't. We need basic shit. So at some point in high school, they're just feeding you these classes just to pass the time. I don't know. That's my guess.
No, it's about challenging your brain and getting it to work creatively.
Ah.
Some levels of math, I don't know if you need to figure out what the parabolas. I don't think that helps you in life.
Parabola.
And it would be great if they focused on just teaching people how to speak English, because that seems to be still a problem.
Yeah. Well,
why isn't it in second grade they're teaching people that a lot is two words? I don't understand.
Because they took the focus off of that. They took the focus. I mean, there was this thing called balance.
Somebody had to have written a lot as one word on their paper they handed in.
There's this thing called
the teacher not know?
No, there's this thing called balanced literacy that's been I mean, listen, I don't know how you feel about that. That's about it. You want to talk about a debate.
I'm talking to a guy who just said quadratic.
No. This is a very big point of contention in schools. Balanced literacy is what they've been doing recently, where they you know, read and whatever, and they don't teach consonants, sounds of words.
What?
They don't
teach sounds of words.
They used to do the cue cards and the holding up words and sounding things out. They, you know, and how the phonics, like all that stuff that we did as a kid went out the window for a long time. And basically they were like, everybody's on the same reading level. We're all in the same class. Everybody's they're finding out now that way of, you know, that curriculum has, after this 20-year experiment, is turning out horribly for kids when they get to college. So they're actually now going back to the old school way of teaching.
I don't know what you're referring to. I'm not saying you're wrong.
I'm talking about when it comes to...
Hold on. That's not what balanced literacy is. So you may be describing what's going on in school.
Yeah.
So balanced literacy
refers
to an instructional approach that involves a balance between teacher-led reading and writing instruction and independent learning.
Independent learning, right. But the teacher-led is not, they're not doing the things that we remember as kids and teaching them those. They're skipping all of that, and they're just figuring out, we'll just sound things out, or we'll figure it out as we go along. The more you read, the more you'll pick up. That's not the case. I speak to my sister about this all the time. She's an English
teacher. According to the National Assessment of Educational Progress, only 35% of American children read proficiently or better.
Correct.
By the way, how beautifully did I read that sentence?
That was eloquent.
Thank you.
Yeah.
It was eloquent. Or you might say I read eloquently.
You did.
Nobody uses adverbs anymore.
Well, because they're not teaching it like that. That's the whole problem with balanced literacy.
You don't run quick. You run quickly.
Right. We were taught the foundation, the building blocks of the language, and all the mechanics and the technical stuff, phonics.
And yet you still say me and her.
Right. Well, that's one of the things that I never abandoned. Yeah. But they're trying to say
if
this that.
If you are one of the new listeners that Skiri said was going to be here, we do more fun things than this normally.
No, we do. I know, but I don't know. Again, but we also have a penchant for taking detours and going
penchant,
off.
Nice word.
Going off the mark. Yeah.
Speaking of grammar and English, I wanted to talk about Facebook Marketplace for a second, like I did last
week. And the week before that, and the week before that, and the week before that.
Well, okay, so this person wanted to buy something I was selling. And they wrote, vous habitez, oui? I think, which is French. Eh. I don't know if I'm pronouncing it right. It's not you don't need to tweet me. I wrote... Because I'm so used to Spanish, I wrote English, por favor. And then I went, oh, fuck, they're French. So I used Google Translate, and I said, voulez utiliser l'anglais si vous le pouvez? J'utilise Google Translate pour écrire ceci, or something. Basically, what I said was, I'm using Google Translate to say this in French. Could you please use Google Translate to English so I can understand what you're saying? And he wrote back, No, you use it. You translate it. He wrote something like, vous pouvez traduire vous.
Okay.
So he said, you translate. So here's my question. Okay. There's two trains of thought here. You tell me which one you're on the side of. He wants something from me. I'm the store he's walking into, right? Shouldn't he figure out how to communicate with me? Or on the flip side, I want to sell something. I have the financial interest.
Ah.
I should use Google Translate.
So it's basically, the question is, who's going to give in to who here? And
right.
In this case,
I have a feeling he speaks English. First of all, most people who speak French learn English because the rest of the world speaks two languages. Second of all, he's on Facebook. Unless he just moved here from a French-speaking country, he probably knows English, is my guess. But should I have just continued to translate everything he said?
I think in the event that he is your customer, you make every effort to get that sale, and you actually do the Google Translate into his language. I think that's only fair.
Well,
are you not? I mean, he may be.
I'm not sure.
He may be offering you over your asking price. I mean, you don't know that because you're not making an attempt.
Ask him nicely if he could use Google Translate. And he's the first person ever to say, no, you do it.
No, exactly. He's the buyer. Customer's always right. He's your customer. I agree with him.
Okay. I think maybe he should have said, hey, I'm driving, or I'm at work. Would you be able to, if he was more polite about it.
Yeah, but he might have been testing you too. It was like, this guy's a shithead. I don't want to buy anything off this guy.
Well,
and you know what?
That right.
He's right. Exactly. We both can agree on that.
Speaking of shitheads, I'd like to shout out Olga.
Olga,
I'm selling something for $50.
Olga. By the way, I'm sorry about your name. What? Olga.
You don't like Olga?
No. I'm sure Olga. No, I'm going to get myself in trouble here.
Go ahead. You don't think Olga is like, you think it's like Bertha? Like
no,
it's
an older. Olga. I love, oh shit. She's a slice.
Olga Corbett was one of the greatest gymnasts of all time.
Olga's a slice, but when I hear Olga, I hear the name, and I can't help this because these are my thoughts, people. Please don't persecute me.
Mm-hmm.
I hear Olga, I think of like a witch or an old woman, hunchback. Olga. And she's like
Igor.
Stirring her cauldron. Like Olga.
Well, okay, so
I'm so sorry, woman, Olga. You're probably not. You're probably a 10.
No, she's not. So
how do you know?
Because I'm gonna tell you. First of all, she's on Facebook, so you can see her picture. Second of all, she was fine. She's fine looking. Okay. She was all right. She made me an offer for the $50 item. She said, "It says Olga offered you $40."
Yeah.
Now, I didn't get back to her right away because now you on Facebook Messenger, you can see that somebody read your message.
Sure.
Right. Okay. So I saw it while I was driving. I was stopped at a light and I'm like, oh, I'll get back to her later. Within 5 minutes of me seeing it, she put 3 question marks. Then 5 minutes later, she put 3 more question marks. Then 10 minutes later, she said, yes or no, it isn't that hard. Now, wow. How would you have handled this?
Well, first of all, thank you for clearing that up. Olga, clearly not a slice but I'm sure I'm offending some Olga that's listening right now. How would I handle that? I would move on because, you know, I don't think she's going to be somebody who's going to be making a purchase anytime soon. She's either fucking with you or.
No, she desperately wants me to get back to her.
But about what? She's not clear about it.
She made me an offer.
Right.
And it's up to me to decline or accept it. But I didn't have time to think about it. And I had other people interested in the same item. So I didn't get back to her right away.
Okay, so now you didn't get back to her right away. But did you sell the item?
Dude, that's not the issue here. She said, question mark, question mark, question mark. Then later, question mark, question mark, question mark. Then she wrote, yes or no, it isn't hard. Like, why can't you fucking answer me is what she said, basically. So I wrote back, question mark, question mark, question mark. Then 2 minutes later, I wrote, question mark, question mark, question mark. Then I wrote back, is it that hard to get back to me? Back at her.
Oh, now you're trying to teach her a lesson.
Right. And then she unfollowed me and left the chat room. So I haven't done this in a while, and I think it's appropriate. Guys, add it to the list. Fuck you, Olga.
Wow. Olga. Well, okay. So then she is exactly the person I was picturing before you told the story.
Yes or no is dead hard. No, it's not. Except I have other things to do, and getting back to you the second you want me to is not my priority.
Yeah.
So fuck you, Olga.
Yeah.
I'm adding Olga to the list.
Wow.
And I had a couple of scammers this week.
Well, my question is, what was so urgent that she needed you to get back to her?
Because she noticed I read her offer. Okay. So either she's desperate for this thing I'm selling, and she, God forbid, she can't wait, or she wants to make offers on other similar items. I don't know. The point is, it was all within like 15 minutes. It's one thing if like a day later I didn't get back to her. It was within 15 minutes.
She knew it was you, so you know she knows you. Oh, she knows you have no life.
Yeah, speaking of which.
You're hovering over the computer. What's the matter? No, it's been 3 minutes. You haven't gotten back to me, David Brody.
Yeah. So I did interact with two slices through Facebook.
Nice.
So I'm not going to say their names. They know who they are.
Is one of them Olga?
One gentleman is somebody who leaves talkbacks for us on occasion. He has in the last 4 or 5 episodes.
Okay.
And he bought a costume from me that I was selling, a Halloween costume.
Oh,
sweet. And I met him at a location. And we had a great conversation. He's a big fan. And he said, to be honest with you, as much as I wanted the costume, it was worth the money to come to get to meet you. So very nice. And I think I shouted him out in a previous episode. So that's fine.
So you're doing appearances. And then
And then I sold something else to someone I didn't know was a slice. And I show up at the location, you know, that I designed that we meet. And he was buying a microphone for me, an old microphone. And I said, hey, listen, what do you do with the microphone? He goes, oh, I'm starting my own podcast. I said, fantastic.
That's awesome.
He's like, I've done some YouTube videos and I need a good microphone. I said, okay, great. So I sold an extra microphone I had. So he said, well, why do I have a microphone? Why am I selling it? I said, well, I got a better microphone. He goes, what do you do? I said, I podcast, you know. He said, oh, what's the name of your podcast? I said, it's called The Brooklyn Boys. And he goes, Wait a minute.
He knew it?
He goes, I've heard that before. Where have I heard that name? And he looks at me, he goes, wait a minute. You're David Brody. That's the podcast they talk about on Elvis Duran in the Morning Show. I said, yeah. Have you heard the podcast? No, I just hear them talking about it. But yeah. I've never listened. He goes, you do that with
Froggy.
I said, Scary Jones, yes. No, legitimately, he said that. He goes, I go, Scary Jones, yes. Yes, you guys do the Brooklyn Boys podcast. Yes. Oh, my God, I didn't realize it was you. It didn't click. I saw the name. It didn't click. Very, very nice guy. Very nice.
That's awesome.
And he promised to start listening, and I told him to listen in order. So I guess in about 3 years from now,
he'll hear this message.
But
now you sold him something. Did it seem awkward after you sold it to him that he was now a slice?
No, because I gave him a very good price.
Okay.
So I didn't feel bad.
Well, if you remember, a couple of years ago, I sold my e-scooter to one of our slices.
Yeah, who talked you down, haggled you, and got it for less.
Well, because he's a slice. I gave him a very good deal, as you might just say.
You gave him a better deal because he asked you for less, and you gave it to him.
Yeah, because he's a slice for life. Right. We got to hook up our slices.
That was during the time when you were an athlete for a day and you rode the scooter and you were like, I'm going to do this again.
What was I thinking?
All right. Okay. I guess you thought it would be a fun activity.
Fun. I'm going to put fun in quotes. A fun activity. But have you ever... So was this guy... Where'd you meet him?
I met him at a public location.
I was going to say. What if you guys...
Yes,
I met him
in the parking lot of a public location.
What if he met in front of your house and then he asked to use your bathroom? What would you do?
Oh, I would tell him where you live and tell him you have a nicer bathroom.
Yeah. Then I would redirect him to go take a shit in your pool.
Well,
how's that?
The closest you get to it.
How's that? 80 degrees tomorrow, Saturday.
It was
sunshine.
80 degrees yesterday.
And, yeah.
80 degrees. Let me tell you something.
Sucker. Your pool is closed. That's what you get.
Yeah. You know what? So, yeah, my pool's closed because it's almost November. And so last night, I'm like, you know what? I need to relax. And I had the football game on, Thursday Night Football, which is on Amazon Prime, which is streaming.
It was pretty much lost on people.
I took my tablet out and I put it on the edge of my hot tub. And I got in the hot tub last night to watch the football game. Let me tell you something. when it's like 75 degrees at night in October and you get into a hot tub, it's not that enjoyable.
It's not.
It's not. I was thinking, I really wish I had my cold pool open right now, but the hot tub, I had to get out of the hot tub. It was too hot, Scary. These are the problems I have.
Oh,
this is David Brody problems.
First world problems with David Brody.
It was too hot for my hot tub. Don't you hate when that happens?
Oh yeah. Cause I know how that feels.
By the way,
I'm lucky I have an outdoor space that's like 2x2. I have like literally,
I have,
what's up?
I just, about 2 months ago, paid off the hot tub.
After how many years?
3. I think we did a 36-month, wow. We did some kind of no interest financing with Home Depot.
Well, congratulations.
During the pandemic. Well, 48 months? No, it was 36 months. We bought it in 2020 during the pandemic.
Does that now mean? I remember that. I remember you talking about, you know, the install of it, that whole thing, that whole bit. But you,
it was a nightmare. But yeah. I couldn't have afforded a hot tub if I couldn't pay it off over 3 years.
I get it. So now you're looking at a new one. You know, what are you going to do now?
No, it's fine. No, my.
No, because once you paid it off, it's like, oh, okay, not so great anymore.
Yeah, you know what? I bought my charger. I was leasing it.
Your car?
I decided that, yeah, I bought it because the new chargers, the 23s, they're the last model, the last year of gas chargers. And the interest rates are so high and the finance, the lease rates are so high, I couldn't lease my car again. So I bought it. So I had to get new plates. I had to go to DMV. And when we come back from break, I want to tell you about the lady, the very nice lady at DMV that I had to deal with.
Oh, what was that little...
I don't know.
You coming down with something?
We may have another FU coming up.
Oh, boy.
The Brooklyn Boys Podcast. We will be right back.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
A lot of anger built up inside you.
Well, I wouldn't say anger. So I had to go to DMV because when you lease a car, the license plates technically belong to the finance company. So when you buy the car, you have to get new plates. So I had to take the old title from the bank sent me and the registration, proof of insurance, you know, fill out forms. And so what you have to do is you have to go to the first area is the reception area. You got to wait online. They tell you if your paperwork is in order and what you need to fill out, and they highlight what you missed. And then when you're all done with your paperwork, then they give you a number and they call you over to the people that actually do the work and give you the plates and do whatever they have to do. So I go up to the window and it's not really a window. It's plexiglass, which I guess they installed post-COVID, during COVID, whatever. So that eye level, there's nothing but glass in front of you. Okay. At your waist level, it's open so that you can pass things through. You can pass your paperwork under the glass. Am I painting the picture properly? So
yep.
At your belly button level at the counter, you can pass things through. Well, the woman is sitting there. Her name, we'll call her Cheryl.
Sure.
For the sake of this conversation, because that was her fucking name. And she's wearing a mask. That's what she wants to do. That's fine. But she's sitting down, Scary. So her face is on the same level as the opening to hand papers to. Okay. Cause you're standing, she's sitting. You got it?
Yep.
Okay. So okay. I hand her my papers and she says, I need to follow time. And I said, I'm sorry. And she says, you got to, blah, 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 blah. So I lean down like to the
Charlie
opening
Brown's teacher.
Right. So I lean down to the opening and I say, I'm sorry, I can't hear you. And her response to me was, don't talk through the opening, talk through the glass. So I said, oh, that I heard. So I stand back up and I say, you can't talk through glass. You should have like, you know, when they put like a piece of metal.
Yeah, there's a little round like thing slots. With the slits.
Right,
yeah,
the slits. Yeah. So you could talk through. I go, you can't talk through glass. And I can't talk over it because it's too high. I go, she goes, well, I can hear you. So I said, all right, what else do I need to do? So I lean down again. So I go, I can't hear you. And I lean down to hear her. Now I'm not talking. I'm leaning down.
You put your ear to the slot?
I put my ear to the slot. And she goes, don't talk through the slot. And I said, so I stand back up to the mirror, the window again. I go, I'm not talking through the slot. I put my ear to hear you. Because I can't hear you. I said, if you talk to me the same way you yell at me, I hear you.
Oh, my God.
She says, well, you didn't do this, this, and this, and this. I said, okay, then just highlight. I'll do it. So I had to get back, do the thing, get back online. And then some woman came back from her lunch break. Now there's two people. So I spent I was 12th online. So I was trying to figure out, am I getting Cheryl again or the nice lady who came back from lunch who seems well rested? So I'm like, okay, now I'm fourth in line. Am I gonna get? And so I was trying to like, take a little longer. So that one opens up. Anyway, I didn't have to go to Cheryl again. I got to go to the other woman, but she kept yelling at everybody else online because everybody kept ducking down to talk to her through the opening. Don't yell at them, talk to the opening. Listen, if you're going to whisper, don't wear a mask. And if you're going to wear a mask, don't whisper. I think that's a fair request.
Yeah. Understand volume adjustment.
And it's not like it's an old motor vehicle. This particular branch opened within the past year, year and a half. It's relatively new. So put the fucking slots and talk through the glass. Fuck you, Cheryl.
Oh, my God.
Oh. I just want my license plate.
Yeah.
And then there's that anticipation, Scary. You've got new license. Well, you lease your cars, but when you get a license plate, you're like, I hope it's a good license plate. I hope it's a good license plate.
But what constitutes a good license plate? Something that's going to spell something out accidentally?
Yes. Yes. Like, okay, so my last license plate had X's and V's and W's. I couldn't wait to get rid of it.
Why?
It's horrible.
Because the X looks like a W, which looks like a V?
No, it's just like, what is it? Like, you can't remember if it's the X is before the V is before the W is what you can't remember. I'm telling you, you can't.
So you like the three letters to spell out a word that, you know, or some form of a word.
Like initials of a famous person. Like if it's like SJP, you're like, oh, Sarah Jessica Parker. You're like, I can remember that. Like you say, oh, my license plate is like F21 Sarah Jessica Parker. Then you can remember it. If it's like FRT, fart.
Or FU, Abe 77.
Right. I would do that. Dude, I would make that my custom plate. I think I might have to do that.
Get a vanity plate. FU Abe 77.
Right. I don't know if they'd allow the FU unless I said it was foo.
Do you think anybody that? Do you think anybody has that? FU Abe 77.
Well, if I did it as one word, FUABE.
Yeah.
But then it would look like Fwabe.
Well, I just realized there's 50 of those available because there's one for each state. But you have to take Jersey. You have no choice.
That's correct.
FU Abe 77 for New
Jersey. There's more than 50. You could the U.S. territories have their own plates also.
Oh, there's those.
If I lived in Guam, I get a Guam.
A Guam version of FU Abe 77?
Yeah, FU Abe 77, Guam. Well, I think the slogan is like where the sun hits America first or something. But that is where, that's the furthest east part of America is Guam.
Right.
It's New Year's Day it's midnight, you know, a New Year's Day in Guam before anywhere.
Yeah.
They celebrate New Year's Day first.
Really?
So, that's what I hear.
I had no idea, Brody.
Some other island somewhere. I'm pretty sure it's Guam.
I had no idea. Is this our history lesson for today?
The geography lesson. Not
geography
really
lesson. Okay.
I guess you're doing that balanced education.
Yeah, that balanced literacy. Oh, you know what? You're a dick.
Podcast with Brody and Scary.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
The balanced literacy, huh?
Yeah, I think you did balanced geography.
Oh, man. Hey, we have some talkbacks we got to roll through here.
Let's do that.
Why are we on we're on a time crunch today, aren't we? It happens.
We're doing this on a Friday. You and I both have things to do.
Yeah.
So,
but that doesn't mean we love people any less. I mean,
you know. No. We're not really on a time crunch. But
there's a lot of these to go through. Talkbacks. If you listen on the iHeartRadio app, you know the deal. Click the microphone, hold it down. And leave us a message. Drop us a note, a voice note, if you will. From episode 273, Casper the Friendly Con Man.
Hey, Brody and Scary, Jamie from Queens here. Brody, New York City is plenty haunted. And I don't mean the creepy assholes walking the streets of New York City. I've had plenty of ghostly encounters in my home, in my apartment building, in other people's homes, in other buildings and stuff like that in New York City. We just don't have the kind of, like, big advertised haunted attraction like the place Scary went to on vacation.
That's right. Now, if you missed it, Brody doesn't believe in ghosts. I do. I went to Savannah, which is one of the most haunted cities in America, went to a ghost house, and they told us a story, and things were going on, and paranormal activity, yada, yada, and Brody doesn't think any of it is true. So I'm sure some
Scary got pickpocketed out of $200.
No, dude, I paid for the ghost tour because I wanted to see
some. The ghost stole $200 from Scary at the door.
I wanted to see action.
By the way, shout out.
Your audio's cutting
Ethan
out.
Ethan Robinson.
There's a ghost in the machine. Brody.
Robotic, not like Darth Vader.
See what's going on?
No, it's you. Thank you. Thank you, please. No, Scary, actually, your video's breaking up. And your audio is breaking up.
Does it sound like you just snorted line of coke? You're talking about
monitoring, and I sound great.
You sound like shit. Anyway, that said, the ghosts are getting to you because you're denying their existence.
Yeah, I would like to shout out Ethan Robinson 76 as I started to do before. He sent me a DM, Brody. Your running commentary on Scary's ghost house story had me laughing my ass off at work. My brother and I used to watch. By the way, perfect grammar. Used to watch the Ghost Hunter shows and laugh ourselves silly. but Skiri telling the story and your jokes was so much better. He needs to do more stuff like this just for the podcast commentary. Thanks for doing this. I needed it sliced for life. Oh, and does Skiri washing his own laundry mean he's W-ing his own L?
W-ing my own L?
Yeah, as a callback to S-ing your own D.
Oh, right, but washing my own what? Linen?
Your own laundry.
My laundry? Oh.
Is W-ing your own L. Okay. That's what he wanted to know.
All right, perfect.
All right. So I'm listening to the Brooklyn Boys in my car, as one should. Pull up to Target, pop in my earbuds. You guys start talking about the hauntings. Skiri says, yeah, there's hauntings in New York. And then Brody says, yeah, they're called muggings. I'm dying laughing. And then the Brody zingers back and forth as he keeps talking about the hauntings. Now, I'm a man of larger size, and I've started to hack and cough and wheeze and laugh so hard. Uh-oh. I'm waving people off. I'm fine. Fantastic stuff. Thank you, guys. Thank you, Brody. All right. Ted from Iowa.
Ted from Iowa.
We almost killed Ted. We almost killed Ted.
No, the ghosts almost got to him.
Oh, please. You imagine, like, man
Skiri,
dies in Target from listening to podcasts?
I love you, but you just announced on the Big Show that you have a crush on Olivia Rodrigo.
I did.
And I think that's creepy, but also absolutely hilarious. And I thought Brody would get a kick out of that if he hadn't heard it already.
Well,
sorry.
We talked about it last week on this show. And I stand by the fact that it's a double standard, people. Why is it okay for a grown-ass woman to fawn over a 19-year-old shirtless guy? Seems to be okay. No, yeah, it's accepted. It's accepted.
I think it's because of the men's size and penetration. No. And
turnabout is fair play, folks.
Yeah.
Let's be equal. I thought we were all equal here. It's okay. Not like she's underage. She's 20. All right.
She's under your age by 20.
Let's be
clear. More than 20.
She gets hotter and hotter every time I see that Apple.
She's under
iPhone.
Your age by like 30. Go on.
Every time I see that iPhone commercial. Oh my God.
Oh my God.
Brody and Skiri, it's Tamara from upstate New York, Binghamton.
Yo.
First of all, Skiri, when you brought up on the air that you're attracted to Olivia Rodrigo as a nearly 50-year-old man, and she is 20,
I don't know
what you were expecting from everyone, and I also don't know what you were expecting from Brody when you brought it up on the podcast.
Thank you.
I love you, Skiri, but it's a little...
Say it.
It's a creepy.
Okay. I'm now.
Anyways, slice for life. Love you guys. Bye.
Every time a woman who's in her 30s or 40s is attracted to a singer who's in his late teens or early 20s, I'm going to say the same thing. It's creepy.
I don't remember the last time any woman I know your age was like, oh my God. Harry Styles.
You're not looking hard enough. Bullshit. I call bullshit on that.
I had a mom send me a video, and I'm so sorry I don't have your name. I apologize. Sent me a video for kids screaming about David Kushner. So, shout out.
Nobody knows who David Kushner is.
Really? He's going to be at Z100's Jingle Ball.
Three people
do.
You
want to say that on the air?
He's a new artist. He's a brand new artist. He's a bad example.
He's a new artist to people that don't know new artists.
He's a bad example of what we were talking about last week. I'm just saying.
He's a good-looking young guy. I bet you he could get Olivia Rodrigo.
Scary.
Okay. Oh, my God. Here we go. What do you call my name out for? What do I do now?
Skiri, you're incorrect. This is Renee from Lancaster.
What up?
I can't even listen to the rest of the show.
What?
I am at 56. I do not know any women, and there are some, I'm sure, that do that. I know more men that do that, and I find it creepy and, like, child molesterish almost. Not that you are, but I remember when I first became single and some 20-year-old guy hit on me. And I was like, oh, gross, to the guys that were with me. And they're like,
continuing.
Okay, Skiri, I'm going to be like your boy Juan. Yes, they do get that same kind of reaction. And actually, we've had, this is Renee again from Lancaster.
Oh, I know that.
I work for the school district. Yeah, we got that, yeah. We've had teachers that got in trouble for things like that.
Yeah.
It is not. I'm with Brody on this 100%.
Okay, we're not talking about minors.
And I know more men that do it than women.
We're not talking about minors. Let's be clear. Olivia Rodrigo.
Have a good day. No. I love you guys.
Olivia Rodrigo is 20.
Life for life. Bye.
There's nothing wrong there. When you're talking about teachers and students, you're talking about underage children. Let's not confuse the two.
Oh, whoa. Teachers.
Skiri, you are
18.
Definitely.
Oh, my God. Here we go. Is this my dollar six moment? Hold on.
Yep. I was just going to say you're being dollar six.
Skiri, you are definitely in your own little world thinking that everybody out there can just negotiate for lots of vacation, a lot better pay, and free stuff to go along with their jobs. Most of the jobs out there in retail, all the people that have to work holidays and weekends, those places aren't going to give you those things.
They're going to laugh you out and wait for the next person to come in that will settle for that.
Well, I just want to say, unlike Brody, who will never apologize for anything, I will actually back off of my stance on that after hearing from a lot of people. And I want to say, you're right. I don't know what it's like. Brody. Okay, just talk over me.
Sorry. No, I didn't mean to do that. Sorry.
What I'm saying is...
See, I apologized. I apologized for being wrong.
Well, there's a first for everything. No, what I wanted to say was, in all honesty, you're right. I don't know what it's like out there. So maybe me just being all cavalier last week and thinking that anyone could negotiate their position in any job, maybe that was a little much for me to say. A little bit... It's not reality. Okay, let's put it that. So basically, I kind of agree with what you're saying. There are certain jobs that are non-negotiable and that you can't get more vacation. This was the vacation conversation, Brody. That's what we were talking
about. Yeah, I get it now. Yep.
All right.
Hey, Brody and Scary, Jamie from Queens again. You guys asked for ghost stories, so here's one of mine. About a week after my uncle passed away, I went to his apartment to start cleaning stuff out. I saw him one day sitting at his dining room table. It startled me, and I blinked, and he was gone. I spent the next 6 months cleaning out his stuff. Even when I was alone in his apartment, it always felt like someone else was there with me or following me down the hall as I threw stuff out.
Thank you. Thank you, Jamie from Queens.
Okay.
Hey, Brody.
You know what? I have to address that.
Yeah.
Hold on.
Go ahead.
I'm not going to dispute how she felt, but I didn't hear her say that she saw a ghost. You know those things when you look at, they're like a negative image, like a black image, and it says squint at it for like 30 seconds, close your eyes, and then open your eyes and you see the projection of that image. You can manifest seeing something that you've seen 1,000 times in the same spot and think you see something and then not be a ghost. I'm just saying. Right. Sometimes you blink your eyes and all of a sudden you think you see a dog in the corner of the room, but then you shake your head and it's not there. That's not a ghost. That's just shit on your eyes. You blurry vision.
Sure.
Hey, Brody. In episode, I believe it's 272, the one about going into the federal building, our courthouse, you are not allowed to take cell phones. You have to take them back to your car if you have them. There are no cell phones allowed past the security checkpoint.
All right. Thank you.
Okay. Well, hey, I wasn't Brooklyn. In the courthouse, so that's why.
Hey, Brooklyn boys, this is Maria from Union City. Usually it's Brody and Scary, but right now it's Scary and Brody because you seem to be super butthurt over the paranormal and ghosts that Scary talks about. if you don't believe in it, that's cool. It is what it is, man, but they do exist. Just let it go.
I wouldn't say I was butthurt. And if you believe they exist, it wouldn't be right for me to say you should let it go. I think we're both allowed to have her. I'm just giving you my
Brooklyn
opinion.
Boys,
I,
this is
and hold on one second. Hold on. Stop, hold on. Skate with the button. Hold on.
you said your piece.
I'm not saying that maybe you haven't seen a ghost. I'm saying Skiri was not going to see a ghost in his fake ass ghost house. That's all. That's really the crux of my opinion. He got scammed.
Brooklyn boys, this is Nate. Yeah. Rebecca, all up in New Jersey. Gio from Rockland County. I ain't got no beef with you either. Just wanted to leave a comment regarding the wedding thing. I kind of have to agree with Juan Valdez. You're trying to do things that usually married couples do or engaged couples do. Hold on for part two. Brooklyn boys, this is Nick, part two. Now, here's the thing. So if those people were your real true friends, Skiri, they would actually invite you and Robin.
That's right.
I don't give a shit if you've been with Robin 14 years or 4 months. If those are your actual friends, they would invite you and the plus
Thank
one.
Thank you.
So you can see that for the future, you know, who is real friend or not.
Yep. Part three.
This is Nick. Part three. Gary, continue to talk about your wedding. Now, here's the thing. Some couples do choose. They do choose to invite married people. Some couples don't give a shit and they just invite singles and then, you know, people, somebody dating.
Yes.
Now, I do have to say, it is their day. It is their day.
Okay, now you're waffling on me. I thought you were on my side, and now what? What are you going to say?
Part four, final part about the wedding.
Yeah.
Scary. So there is some truth to that because, okay. You know, ultimately it's their day. It's their wedding, yada, yada. Oh, I get it.
Yada, yada.
I want to nip it in the butt.
You do.
So 50% of marriages do end up in divorce.
That is correct.
In the United
States. That's a fact.
And yes, it's statistics.
Okay.
But, you know, life is life, and, you know, weddings are very intimate and important things.
All right, what is that? The guy went, he flip-flopped on me. You're a flip-flopper, man!
Hey, Brody and Scary, Scary and Brody. This is Lisa from the real upstate New York, calling in about episode 273 and Scary's oogling over Olivia Rodrigo. As a mature woman, you know what that means, we don't get so blatantly sexual about our oogling. We might say, what I wouldn't give to be 30 years younger. Have a great day, guys.
That sounds, you know, that sounds wanting to me.
Okay, this is MJ from NJ again. Just to make a comment, I missed Juan Valdez on the talkbacks. I don't know what happened. I know people are also pretending they're him.
He's MIA.
And that guy that's on the tractor trailer, whatever the hell he's on, some kind of southern guy. Oh, I can't. I couldn't stop laughing. Oh, my God. And also the lady about the
Foghorn
that wanted on Facebook or something. I couldn't stop laughing.
We love that.
Desmond oh, boys, yeah, the woman who said she's DJ not a dandy here. Brat.
Okay. We have a couple more left, boys, and then we got to go, right?
DJ here from South Jersey, and it's always Brody and Scary. Ain't that right, Valdez? I just got to quickly say that I think we heard in the last episode that Scary actually started doing his laundry because of the rain. Does that mean you had to empty out your washer and dryer to do so? Or did you go somewhere?
No, I actually emptied it out. Thank you. Son of a bitch.
Look, boys, they don't remember.
They remember everything, man. Every last detail.
Yep.
Look, boys, this is DJ from South Jersey.
You're back.
Again. And it's always Brody and Scary. This is in reference to episode 266. It's like kind of way back, but I must have never listened to it. But in reference to Scary talking about bathroom etiquette with urinals, totally with you, bro. Like, everybody's known since at least middle school that you never go to the male urinal. Like, what you doing, guy?
Exactly. All right. Brody, I don't know.
On that note. Yeah.
Should we flush this episode out?
Hey, balanced education should have taught to stand in the middle urinal. You don't do that. You stand to the left or the right.
Balanced literacy.
Balanced literacy.
I don't know how I feel. I don't know how I feel about this being called a creep just for thinking Olivia Rodrigo's hot.
Hey, Slices, leave talkbacks for next episode on other reasons why Scary's a creep.
No, he doesn't want to be. No, let's not do that. No.
I don't want to be known as a creep because of, like, he wants to be known as for other reasons why.
You're a scumbag. No. I hate you, Brody.
You ripped me on air today.
You're a cheap bastard.
I am.
The Boys from Brooklyn! Brooklyn! The Boys from Brooklyn!
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.